A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Yuma 6a, pagination page 11. We'll start about 10 lines down from the top. At the end of a line, there's a two dots, and then Mafrish and Kohen. So the Mishnah told us that 7 days before Yom Kippur, Mafrishim Kohen Gadol Mi Beso, we separate the Kohen Gadol from his house. Asks the Gemara, as if we never discussed this before, Lama Mafrishin, why do you separate him from his house? Asks the Gemara on the question, Lama Mafrishin, why do you separate from his house? Kiddiko Amrinon, we've been discussing this. Beginning of the next line, Ilu Rabbi Yechanan Kiddi Islay, Ilu Reish Lakish Kiddi Islay. Whether you follow the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan that we learn it out of Miluim, the inauguration of the Mishkan, where they had a 7-day preparation and sequestering in preparation for the 1 day of the Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the inauguration day. So then there's a 7-day preparation. And according to Reish Lakish, the latest thing that we developed was from Sinai, that the Pasuk said that there was a Vayechaseu Ha'onan Sheshes Yomim, there were 6 days of some sort of special preparation before Moshe was able to engage HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to study from HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of Torah. So we described, according to Reish Lakish, that that happened after Shavuos. The first 6 days were Moshe getting ready, and then on the 7th day of the total of 40 days, but the 7th day, he first started learning Torah. So whatever it is, Rabbi Yechanan tells you why they're sequestering, Reish Lakish tells you why they're sequestering. Why after, we're already on Daf Vav, how can you tell me, Lama Mafrishin, why do you separate him? Hachi Komar, this is what we were saying. Here's the question, let me explain it to you. Mi Beso Lama Pirash. Why did he have to separate from his home? What does it mean, beso? So we even know from our own Mishnah, beso zu ishto, it's referring to his wife. Why does he have to separate from his wife? Tosfos Yeshanim, in a very beautiful presentation, presents 2 different approaches to what this means, why is he separating from his wife? One approach of the Tosfos Yeshanim is, why don't you send the Kohen Gadol to his home every day? After all, by the Miluim, they couldn't have been sequestered in front of the Mishkan every one of the days, because the Mishkan itself was dismantled every day. So what kind of sequestering? How could you be totally bound to this sequestering thing if you're learning it out of the Miluim? There should be an allowance for him to be able to go home, be with his wife, and then come back.
In the morning.
Well, we could do the Tosfos Yeshanim inside, but Tosfos Yeshanim seems to word it that he would come back before Shkia. He would be allowed to go after the Tamid Shel Beinu Arbayim, the afternoon Karban, and then he would return. Tosfos Yeshanim words it before Shkia. But whatever it is, the concept is that he would be allowed to be dismissed for a period of time. Rashi, however, also quoted in the Tosfos Yeshanim, our Rashi, says the other way around, that we would invite his wife to come to the Beis HaMikdash. If you want to take a look at Rashi, the easiest way to find it is, instead of going to Rashi, to go to Tosfos. The second Tosfos on the page, Mi Beso Lama Pirish, which is our words in the Gemara, Pirish Rashi, Rashi explains it, and here you have a quote of the Rashi. Tavo Ishto Imo Sham, let his wife come with him there. Shari Al Karchach, it has to be that Lishkas Parhejan Lohoise Kedusha, it wasn't holy like the Beis HaMikdash, like the real parts of the Beis HaMikdash. It has to have been that it was in the adjacent part to the Beis HaMikdash, but not Beis HaMikdash holiness itself. Shein Yeshiva Ba'azara, because you wouldn't be allowed to sit if it was in the Beis HaMikdash proper, the Azara, the courtyard, the part that paralleled the Mishkan. It has to be part of the greater Beis HaMikdash complex, because Kol Shekein Shechiva, he would never be allowed to lie there, and he was there for 7 days, sequestered. He's obviously sleeping there, so clearly it's not part of the Beis HaMikdash Kedusha. So let his wife come! What's the big deal? And therefore, Mibesa Lama Pirosh, you could have a sequestering, right? You always question. Sequester is a great word. It's like one of these real sophisticated words. What does it really mean? You could have jurors who are sequestered. There are a lot of people there. So in this case, he could have his wife there, for all we know. What are the rules? Mibesa Lama Pirosh, why are you separating him from his wife? So back in the Gemara at the end of a line, Tanya, we learned, this is the key. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, Shema, Timtza, Ishto, Safek, Nida. Maybe his wife will be a Safek Nida, a doubt of Nida, V'yavu Aleha, and he'll be with her. What's the problem? Then he'll become Tamei. Because he'll be with his wife, who's a Suffolk Nida, he'll be a Suffolk Tuma, and I'm sure not going to allow my Yom Kippur to be dependent on a Kohen Gadol, who's a Suffolk Tame. That's not happening. He'll be invalidated as a Kohen Gadol. So he's going to be with his wife, who's a Suffolk Nida. If your eyes aren't bulging yet, I don't know what's going to make them bulge. Yeah, ask the Gemara. Atu b'rishi'i askinan. We're dealing with Rishayim. A guy is going to be with his wife when she's a Suffolk Nida? The Kohen Gadol, no less? That's absurd. That's why you're separating him from his wife? Because maybe she's a Suffolk Nida? If she's a Suffolk Nida, you're not going near her. So we misunderstood. Ella, what does it mean? Shema Yavo al Ishto. He's going to come with his wife. Come on his wife, Tashmish, the Timtza Safek Nida. And it'll turn out that she was a Safek Nida. That's what we're worried about. In other words, after he's with her, she will find that she's a Nida, and she's not sure whether she was a Nida at the time that he was with her, or it first happened afterwards. So we don't know if he was in contact with her in an intimate way when she was a Nida. If yes, then he would be Tamei, Tumas Shiva, just like a Nida. A Boel Nida, we're not just talking about touching, but touching intimately would make him Tamei the same way as she has to become Tahar, count the days and go to Mikvah, he would also have to. Amrua Rabban and Kemei de Rav Chista. They said this over in front of Rav Chista. Keman, who are you following? What opinion that you're worried that he's going to become Tamei? Ki Rabbi Akiva. I think you're following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. De Omar, Nida Metama Espoala. Rabbi Akiva held that a Nida will go Lemafreya, push back, and just like the rule of a Nida is that from the time she becomes a Nida, we go 24 hours before that, and we invalidate Kodshim that she was in contact with, because we're not quite sure when it happened. So Rabbi Akiva holds that we do the same thing to the Boel, to the man that's with her, and we date back 24 hours, unless she did a bedika in between, in which case we'll only go back the number of hours to the bedika. But if she didn't do a bedika, we'll date back 24 hours. And Rabbi Akiva holds that he's Tomei. De'i Rabbonon, because if you follow the opinion of the Rabbonon, Ha'amri, they hold that even though Kodshim will date back 24 hours, but ei nida metame espoala, but we don't do that to a man who is with her. The husband was with her. We don't date back 24 hours. You run into a big problem if you date back 24 hours. Occasionally, he's going to be intimate with her a little bit before she, 12 hours before she becomes a nida, And then you turn around and say, we're not sure, but you might have been Boel Anida. Go nuts. You tell me I might have been Boel Anida, so then I'm staying clear of her anytime there's even a chance that she's going to be Boel Anida in the next 24 hours, in the next 48 hours. I'm going to play it safe. You can't do that. The Chachamim argue and you say you don't do date back on the husband. So if you don't do date back on the husband, then what's the issue over here that the Kohen Gadol is worried about, or that we're worried about for the Kohen Gadol? What's the case that he's going to become Tamei? Let's clarify this. They only argue on Rabbi Akiva that you don't do date back of 24 hours. Ela ba'acher acher. Only if it's after the after, meaning they were intimate, and then some time passed, and eventually she found that she was Paris Nida, that she has her flow. Okay, so then there's a machlokas. Rabbi Akiva says, whenever the flow comes, date back 24 hours. The Rabbanan say, no way. Avo b'chad acher. But if she would find herself Tamei Nida, immediately, just one after, immediately, what's called in halachic terms, osyom, immediately. He goes out, she goes in with a check, with a cloth, and it comes out that she has the flow. So modulei, then the Rabbanon agree that the husband has to deal with this problem because she may very well have been a Nida at the time that he was with her. Because it happened so immediate. So again, if he knows for a fact that she was Anida when he was with her, then he has the same law as Anida. He's got to do seven with mikvah. He has the same. He's a Boel Nida. If she doesn't become Anida until later, so then the Chachamim say, we don't do date back. Rabbi Kiva holds date back, but the Chachamim don't. But if she finds herself to be Anida immediately, literally, immediately, just enough time to grab the cloth and go in, immediately after, that's the case of Safek Nida, and that's the case that we were worried about, Chas v'Shalom, that a Kohen Gadol is not going to intentionally be with her, but there could be a case of Safek Nida, and that's what we were worried about. This is the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that according to that logic, we require 7 days of sequestering, independent of whatever the sequestering starting logic was, but this requires that it be for 7 days, and that it be separate of his wife. Yeshe koach, have a great evening.